You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent those of the network, its advertisers, owners, or sponsors.
Welcome to another episode of Hattage Underground, everybody. This is the mighty, mighty Meta Baron.
Macho Samson.
Voice of Villain.
And our special guest.
The Sheik.
That's the Sheik.
I might get a Sheik a bell of applause.
We got our button.
Appreciate it.
Welcome, brother.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for coming out, Mo. Mo's a long time.
My arch nemesis.
I don't know about that.
You won't let me in the harem, so I'm trying to get to the harem.
Mo is our resident Hani Salam, if y'all know where it is. We'll find out. Mo, good dude, man. Mo's been a long-standing supporter of Hattage Underground. Before we even had a name, we go back to school.
It's like the original Underground.
OG Underground.
OG.
Two generations before I got there.
Yeah, this is the original OG.
10 years ago? Yeah. 10 years?
I was there when Adam was born, so.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's cemented.
Cemented.
Yeah, you're cemented.
Jesus.
Yeah, 100%.
Cemented. Biblical levels.
Well, thank you for showing up, man. How was y'all day? How was everything today?
Day was all right.
Just hot.
Y'all don't like the heat.
Fuck.
I love the heat. I love
it's
this shit.
It's hot.
It is hot.
For no reason.
I was in the AC all day, so I don't know.
And doesn't help that you're hairy too. So
yeah.
I don't know if it's the fact that I'm not bothered by the heat as much as it is that other people hate the fucking heat. So I get to walk around and see everybody aggy all day. I don't know which reason I like the heat.
I mean, I shouldn't be bothered by it because I was living in Texas for a while. But
Texas was dry heat, though, right?
Yeah, it was
Texas
dry heat.
Texas is dry.
Dry heat is different. What's the big difference to you between dry heat and humid heat?
Stickiness.
Yeah, you get like a little bit of stickiness and you kind of get like your hands get dry for some reason.
I don't like feeling moist.
We all feel moist.
No.
Yes, that's why you're your arch enemy.
Yes.
What about you? You said you was just in the AC.
I was in the AC all day, so I ain't had no problems.
Rich.
I was at the AC at the school, actually. Super rich.
Okay.
The villain, you can catch the villain skipping the school in a lunchbox if you're lucky. Moist ass.
I was in there chilling, literally.
Of course you was. What about you, Sheik? What did you have popping for the before you decided to bless us with your presence, man?
Oh, just a normal day. Work. Got off work. Did some errands. Paid some bills off.
Getting that money.
And I'm here.
Doing what the fuck he's supposed to be doing.
Basically.
I appreciate that.
Made it an effort to come today because.
You didn't come last time.
Yeah, past couple of weeks just been a drag, so.
I understand, man.
But you made it. We appreciate you coming out. Yeah. We finally got the Sheik.
Definitely. Joyous occasion.
Joyous occasion.
I want to talk about what the Sheik does. What is your expertise?
Go ahead and explain yourself, man. You got the open mic.
Currently, I work in healthcare IT, but past...
My heart goes out to you, sir.
Anything with IT.
I came off a five-year bid working healthcare IT down at DMC.
It can be dragging. It can be draining, and you get exposed.
So some stupid nurses come up to you like, why isn't this working?
I think
not even that. It's just everything. It depends on the EMR system that you're working. So mine's is Meditech, but there's four different kinds. There's Meditech, Epic, Cerner, and Allscripts. So just dealing with your day-to-day, you know, technical, clinical aspects.
Next-gen EMR, right?
Next-gen EMR, yeah. Some of the stuff is old school. Like, you know, Meditech is kind of old school.
That shit's old
but when they roll, when they roll out the new version, there's so many hiccups.
Meditech is as old as Ameritech phones.
And imagine patient charting and looking up patient info.
See,
and then they're calling
I was a baby when I
was it's hard acquiring. To complain about the field. To people outside the field that
don't know
the jargon, because when you want to try to explain the beautiful magic of the HIPAA violation.
Yeah, that's the thing. I got to be very mindful. No, basically, it's just this. It's like imagine you get a call, a doctor will call, or maybe they'll inquire through email that you know they have like software with your dictation. It's called Dragon.
Okay,
so they'll do it's like patient name. Charts, you know, through that. So that might not work. So they call about it. We send a technician over. Sometimes we fix it over the computer. Sometimes we don't.
So
But I manage a team of like 8 people now. So that's my job to make sure they're good.
So I want to ask you a question.
What?
Having studied health before you joined in, before you jumped into healthcare, what was the most glaring differences you seen versus studying and then, you know, practice to that degree? Because I know you, like, when we was in school, you went to school for medicine, right?
Yes. Enrolled in pre-med. Eventually got in there, you know, the med school, but had to walk away because my dad had a heart attack. So that was that. Oh, a lot of people know about that. So, but eventually went back to school, finished my bachelor's, got my master's, and then got my MBA last year. So that was that.
That's what's up.
Yep. And the glaring difference, obviously, practicality.
Yeah. Mm. I thought you was going to say people lying.
It's a sort of lie. It's practicality because reality is bigger than perception. And the perception is, you know, we're there to help people and whatnot. But once you get into the meat and potatoes of it,
you start to see all the complications.
The complications come to light.
You know, how people say, well, there's cures for this, cures for that. But then there's some instances where the cure won't even work. And the doctors say, well, you only got 15 minutes to live.
Wow. How you go from that to that?
Wow.
So that's how extreme it is. Damn. That's how extreme it is.
Yeah, because me, I worked in the healthcare field for like 2 years, and I just seen a bunch of lies. Like people just, you know, tell you one thing and then another thing happens, or they say you're supposed to do this, but they're not doing it themselves. I seen so many fat doctors.
Mm.
Yeah. Like you can't, why are you fat? Like you get all the information.
All the knowledge.
But see that changed recently too with the healthcare stuff, because now you can't, like, they don't allow you to smoke on campus. Okay. Most hospitals,
but you can go buy a triple cheeseburger combo. Don't smoke no squares.
But we allow
500 feet.
Yeah,
come down. We allow those Carl's Jr.
It should be no grease within 500 feet.
They replace us. Most hospitals they don't.
It was a dude that was going through chemo that had to have fries and a milkshake every day.
That's excellent.
Because you know why though?
You had a chemo shake.
Because chemo weakens you, so you need your fat, your protein. Think about it that way.
You can have healthy fat. You ain't got to eat a fucking.
Hey.
Is there such thing as healthy fat,
look,
really?
Yeah, it is. Omega-3. But look.
Fish,
I'm not going to deprive a dying man of his, you know, some shakes.
That's true.
I'm not going to tell you can't eat.
I was about to say, like, if I'm going to go, I'm going to go with what I want versus, you know, everybody's telling me, like, oh, you should try that. Fuck that.
But, like, we were just talking out in the hallway, like, even when people die, like, when they have funerals, after the funeral, they eat the same food that killed the person.
Right. True.
These cookouts, fucking repasses and all that shit. They just going to eat fried chicken.
How you know they're not trying to join the person? Man?
Buffet table. And you know what's crazy?
Take me with you. Since
I have a,
with a couple
diverse
wings.
Group of friends, I can attest to that. Whether you're black, white, Asian, Mexican, Hispanic, Middle Eastern. They usually set up like a buffet table. And if that person, let's just say, for instance, I was at a funeral probably 2 months ago. That person literally died of cardiac arrest. Just all types of blockages, everything, and then boom, just dropped dead.
Just out of there.
Now, this person was Asian.
Mm.
And literally, you can imagine all fine dining Asian food. We're talking Chinese, Vietnamese, bit of Thai food. But there was healthy stuff and there was really gluttonous, fattening stuff too.
Man, I want to go to an Asian funeral. Well, wait a minute.
It sounded like it'd be.
Let me not say that.
That was a spicy egg roll.
Look, I love Asian buffets, and that could just be a buffet.
Well, that's what it was. It was
an Asian buffet from heaven.
I mean, you could. What do they call it? You can go to an Asian buffet and nobody has to die.
But it makes it so much sweeter.
Oh.
Jesus.
There's no hope. Where's the bell?
That's what,
because you know that Asian buffet.
Where's the bell?
You know that food. You know that food's gonna be made out of love.
It was made out of love.
You have to dig it
because you're preparing the next generation to, you know, follow suit. So
yeah,
yeah, that's not it's vicious. Not good.
The circle of life.
But I guess this segues into. The topic I wanted to bring today, which I was talking to Marcellus about, was health. Man. And it was like two tiers. to it. One, we're going to talk about physical, and then the other one, which is a big touchy subject for most people, is mental health.
Ooh, yeah.
For physical, I just want to say, like, most people, I think, you know, especially like people of color, we suffer a huge number of cases of, you know, diabetes, obviously, mm-hmm. high blood pressure, hypertension, heart disease is the number one thing.
It comes from eating foods, not native foods, to the indigenous diet.
Foods, yeah. Not so – foods, yes, but also it can be lifestyle choices.
Mm-hmm. Which reinforce all the bad shit.
Which reinforces – and you know what? It's crazy. Like I said, with the Asian food, they're practically never ate fast food, American fast food, but a lot of their stuff, they cook in, like, the most craziest oils. Yeah. And that – is the big thing, you know what I'm saying? You think like some Asian food or whatever, Mediterranean food even, can be healthy, right, for the most part. But no, they if you cook it the wrong way, it can be just as damaging.
But a lot of Asian people eat a lot of rice, and rice is not good for you, but for some reason they stay small as hell.
Huh. Rice.
How does that work?
Brown rice, I would say, is much better for you. Yeah. Rice, if you stir fry, like cook it in oil, versus there's a way you can you know, like
when you rinse it and you wash
you rinse
off
it, like if you cook it in a what do you call it, a rice pot.
Yeah, yeah. I've also found like throwing a splash of rice wine vinegar in there helps remove a lot of the excess starch.
That's the way to go. But also, a lot of people, it could be just your genetics too. Like I know with my when my father had his heart attack back in 2002, he was told genetically his body makes excess bad cholesterol. Mm-hmm. So they had to give him medicine for that. So it's good to, like, and that's the thing. Physical health, a lot of people don't go to the doctor until something's really, really wrong.
People hate doctors. I hate doctors.
And that's fair. I get that. But at the same token, if you can just get, like,
the doctor hates patients, but y'all got to, you know.
You got to work together.
Got
to work together. But, I mean, if you could just get a physical done, maybe get a blood panel and just know your status.
I know my doctor hates people. Every time I see him, he don't look happy. Damn. He's just like, y'all motherfuckers again? Just seeing y'all. Eat better.
Damn. Yeah. No, but
I can just look, past him, look at his though, face.
Like, doctor coming in smelling like cheap perfume.
And E&J
with a chip on his shoulder.
That's my kind of doctor.
No, you don't want that guy.
Hey, man, that's a great doctor.
A great doctor because he gets it done. He's just like we don't have time to waste with it.
But that's
imagery.
The doctor you don't know if his medical license.
Just like the best mechanics, always some crackheads.
Jesus.
Oh God.
Well, if anybody know where some shit goes, it's somebody that took some shit.
I ain't gonna lie. The best mechanics are the ones that'll take KFC as currency.
You're right.
Yeah. They the best.
The greasy crackhead.
They're like, well, just give me a bucket. We'll figure it out.
give me
a double shot.
Okay.
All right, just leave a little liquor.
Well, you know what? My dad doesn't drink, so he would get a bunch of like champagne bottles from like with the parking lots, like the judges and the lawyers would give it to him. He never drank, so he would give it as gifts. One mechanic was really happy to fix my dad's brakes, and he accepted like a big bottle of Johnny Walker Black Label as payment.
That's dope.
That's real.
I'm just saying.
I love that.
It's a barter system.
I was just about to say that. You're a mind reader, bro. I mean, the barter system works as long as, you know, you got something to offer. It works for industrious people and resourceful people. That's a lot of sand to the beach, appetite to the table ass niggas out there that the barter system won't work for.
Right. I don't want that. I'm trying to trade me that.
Right.
Straight.
No, but
you don't want some dude's bag of rocks. I mean, they're valuable to him.
Everybody, I mean, somebody's trash or somebody's treasure. I guess.
That's true.
Only if you're a salesman.
But yeah, I mean, your trash food is somebody's treasure, and just like what they gave to the slaves.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I've been in a Chinese restaurant and I've seen the food that the people that work at the restaurant prepare for themselves. That shit don't look nothing like what we eat.
Oh, of course, no. Oh yeah. No. Macho, you got a story about that, don't you?
Wait, story about what?
The food that the Asian restaurant prepared for them for themselves didn't look like the food that they gave you.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean,
please try to keep the leash on the bigotry, Macho.
The bigotry.
I keep it clean, but I'll just say a certain place. close to the campus of Wayne State.
Okay.
I won't give them the exact name. I mean,
starts with the letter D.
Starts with the letter D, oh, but you know,
it ends with the letter nasty.
Yeah, ends with the letter nasty, but you know, yeah. we're not talking about nobody specifically, but you know, I had a situation where I looked at the food and it kind of resembled unfamiliar, like the shapes.
You ain't never seen no shapes on no chicken.
Yeah, that was the number one giveaway.
Like, chicken looked like a trapezoid.
Chicken looked.
Did it taste like wood?
What's the trapezoid? Ain't that like the one with the funny ass?
With the funny ass. Yeah, I had a little taste of it, and I instantly knew like this is what it's supposed to be.
Parallel.
But they looked me in the eye though. That's what, like, the confidence. Like when I brought it back to him, I said, "Hey man, you know this ain't." No.
It's good food.
It's good
food.
And the fucked up part, I think, you know what hurts worse than being served some shit that ain't real food? When a nigga's talking to you in an accent he don't even talk yet, that's even better,
yeah. Like, I was really teed
when they
off.
When they fake the caricature accent, like, you was talking normal 5 minutes ago.
Right.
I heard you back there, nigga.
I heard you back there speaking perfect.
You know that goddamn staple gun ain't got no staples. I saw the lid pop up before you tied that woman's bag. You are a dirt bag, sir. Oh, now hurry up and get my fried rice. And don't fuck it up.
Don't fuck it up.
Because I see you.
Because I get an attitude.
It's
about my diabetes.
I think that there are certain places that you got to go. You can't give everybody a chance.
Really?
Much as you want to. I got like 5 or 6 spots that will never do me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It's all professional every time I go. Got to hold those spots near and dear to you.
You have like to. Do your research. Yeah. Do your research. I say, look.
Yelp, those are the people that take care of you.
What spots would you recommend, Mo? Let's learn about where Mo goes.
For what? Like, okay, Chinese?
Chinese.
Like, Chinese, I go to Peiwei, even though it sounds
Peiwei.
Like. Peiwei. Yeah, Peiwei, you know, they got, you see the food that's cooking right in front of you.
And that's important.
Yeah,
that's important.
I'm
you
not
can
lie.
See right through.
That's why so many people fuck with Scrubway.
Scrubway. You don't see them cooking.
Well, you know, I stopped messing with Subway. I go to DeBella's or Firehouse or Jersey Mike's is pretty good too.
I feel you, but you realize having taste makes you in the minority, right?
I, of course.
I stopped once the Jared scandal.
Yeah, that kind of disgusted me.
I kind of just ruined my whole. I was like, damn, I could get a foot long, but he probably giving a foot long.
Getting a foot long.
Or getting it. I mean, either way, it's not fresh.
He getting fresh.
I think the Jared scam.
Fresh or sloppy slack.
I think the whole scandal is why you got to have your mental and your physical fucking health intact.
There we go. Back to the health.
Because, I mean.
See, it all circles around.
All
Jared was both fucked up physically and mentally. And the crazy part about was that he didn't even lose the weight. They gave that nigga liposuction and slapped him on the commercials lying.
Yep. You know,
knowing that he was a sandwich eating petter ass.
Petter ass?
I got to call him by the proper. He ain't on low level.
Pet, you're on fire.
He set up a whole foundation. He set up a whole foundation.
No comment.
But back to what I was trying to get
a Subway sponsorship. I want Subway sponsorship.
You got to make sure
that be known.
Yeah, okay.
I could be the new Jared.
Don't be the new Jared. What happened to the old Jared?
I mean, but I ain't going to be touching Lou. Yeah, I'm trying to keep it clean. Keep it fresh.
Just be the new Marv.
He's going to be the light skin.
Yeah.
Be the new Macho.
There we go.
Macho
for Subway. I'm just trying to get a sponsorship.
you got to take care of Macho.
I think that's where a lot of people's health, baby. Woo!
I think that's where a lot of people fuck themselves over as far as health is concerned, because it's like you got to be fucking honest with the doctor. Like,
that's true.
The less time you spend in the office, the better. And half of the doctor's job is getting you to tell yourself, it's like, look, I know that some shit is going wrong.
Right.
Why don't you just fucking tell me? I know you ain't following the diet. Just tell me.
Right.
But not even the diet aspect. I would say, look, straight and foremost, most people know growing up, like, if you're a child, your parents did it for you. If not, if you're in that crazy situation, like, I also know many people that, you know, the parents didn't take care of them. So when they grew up, they don't know if their family history or, you know, whatever.
Some people don't know who the hell their parents are.
Exactly. So with that being said, to those people, I say, look, as much as you might hate or love the doctor, it doesn't hurt to get a blood test. Get a full blood panel. Know your, you know, BMI, your basic metabolic index. your cholesterol levels, you know, and if there's anything going on, and just take care of your health.
Some people got some trash ass doctors too, where they just be like, well, you fat, lose some weight, bye.
Agreed. Like,
it's some other shit going on.
Agreed, but that's the thing. You don't have to stay with that doctor. Listen, Obamacare didn't get repealed. With that being said, you still have the power to, number one, choose a provider that works best for you. Yep. If you're not satisfied, there's so many other doctors. Wayne State and OU and Michigan State and U of M, they're pumping out doctors every year.
Yeah. Broke ass. Just graduated doctor.
Right. But they got the gleam in their eyes and they got better hopes. And some of them actually want to help their patients. I've met doctors that are passionate about their job.
Until the weight of the world crushed their spirit.
Right. Well, either that or drugs. But
yeah, I was about to say the addiction.
Allegedly.
Hey, if you on call for 18 hours, I don't got a problem with you taking a couple bumps of blow every now and then.
All right, man.
That too, or, you know, you have mistresses up the wazoo.
Trying to do a flight.
Take that red eye, baby.
Jesus, not the red eye.
Somebody got to do it.
I'm saying though, just take care. Physical health, big time. Like I said, diabetes, high blood pressure, hypertension, heart disease is number one killer in America.
Do you think that if motherfuckers just went to the gym or just bust out some push-ups or whatever, just...
Yeah, even if push-ups... Okay, look, there's some people that hate working out. For them, just do 30 minutes on a Stairmaster, what do you call that, a treadmill. 30 minutes on a treadmill, get your heart pumping, and that will save you, like, a trip to, like, the ER.
Money.
Honestly.
Save you money.
And just maybe eat one fruit. An apple a day keeps the doctor away. That's tried and true, because apple has many antioxidants. And it's got, you know, it's got your vitamin C and other stuff. Just an apple a day. It's not that hard.
And again, a lot of people that don't like water should include more fruit in their diet.
But water is a big must. I mean, try not to.
I'm tired of trying
substitute.
I'm tired of trying to convert niggas over to the water cult. You know what? If you want to walk around smelling like an open face pastrami sandwich.
How much water? I mean, the way should somebody drink though? How much, like, what's the, like, regulated, like, amount?
Because you don't have to fetch your own goddamn water near the goat hole, you should be able to drink a gallon a day.
At least a gallon.
I heard
a gallon,
something.
And a gallon throughout the day is not that bad. If you drink, look, I got this. I got this Fuji right here. Right, it says 500 milliliters. This Fuji, 500 milliliters. You drink about four throughout the day, you're set. Okay, sure. Now if you're doing strenuous activity, maybe 6 to 7.
Or if you're drinking booze or smoking cigarettes.
If you're smoking, because you got to flush it out.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, not even that. You got to say, a lot of people are also taking probably medications like, you know, Ritalin or some other stuff going on.
I have no problem drinking water, but I do find it difficult to drink more water than what I need.
Right.
Pretty big dude. Like, I don't like taking pre-workout just because of all the extra water that I'd have to drink to offset the pre-workout.
And that's fine. I try to drink a significant amount of water.
I try to drink a gallon of water a day.
And, you know, if you're doing pop or whatever. And I'll say this right now. I don't know. I don't care what anybody says. You can look up the studies. People who drink diet stuff need to lay off of that. That contains aspartame. Not good for anybody who's diabetic, because first you're diabetic. Then you're thinking, okay, by drinking diet, I'm going to offset the whole, you know, sugar, insulin crap, whatever. But you're tricking – anything with diet, fake sugar, is tricking your body into creating more insulin.
Yeah. Mm.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Didn't know that.
Yeah. Your body does insulin and glucagon. So when your body sugar is low, it creates more insulin. If your body sugar is high, it creates glucagon to bring it down. So when your body sugar is low and you're drinking diet, the body's looking like, okay, this is Coca-Cola, okay. But it's fake sugar. What the hell? Okay. Well, let me create more insulin. For a diabetic, that's a worse nightmare.
Yeah. Now, the number one question I want to ask is for the weed smokers.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
How much water? Wait, how long does it stay technically in your system?
30 days.
30 days. Mm-hmm. Okay, and how much water would I have to retain?
It's fat soluble, so you're gonna have to work out.
Yeah.
So working out. Right?
Work out, drink water, and if you're gonna continuously do it, then that's fine.
What about niacin? Don't that help?
If you're on a fucked up stomach and flush skin, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Depends on the condition. Depends on the condition, too.
Yeah, like, do you have to buy a specific type of niacin because that shit makes certain people
flush? If you have specific gastrointestinal problems, mm-hmm. then, you know, that plays a role, too. So.
Huge role.
Yeah. So, like I said, talk to your doctor. Create that rapport. Honestly, it's not that hard. My dad, the biggest, you know, grunt, you know, heart attack changed his life. You know, he hated it. He always liked the spicy foods, you know, fatty oils on, you know, chicken, fried chicken, you know, all types of stuff. Ever since then, my mom cooks bland. He hates it.
Right.
But that's what's keeping him alive.
Mm. I'm going to start a take y'all ass to the doctor, nigga. Campaign. That's gonna be the name.
There you go.
That's gonna be on the t-shirt.
Yeah, take your ass yeah. to the doctor. Dot dot dot. Nigga,
you're gonna have to provide.
It's gonna put nigga on the back.
Yeah, you're gonna have to have a bus full of barbers and bathers show up. You can't go to the doctor, Musty. They won't see you. They don't have to now. Shout out to all the niggas that have made it. That have made it come this far. Oh no, the doctor can tell you no.
Wait a minute. I didn't even know that was it.
Hey, they show up to the PSL plasma.
You take off your shirt and some bed bugs fall off up about you. Oh, no, yeah. They call it security.
Wow. That creates a problem.
Wow. So they can technically turn you down.
Yeah.
Well, it's just like, you know, it's not reasonable to see you.
If it creates any type of public hazard.
You unreasonably musty.
Was it today? I read on the news. There's an article. Two Wayne State workers got diagnosed with Legionnaire's disease.
What is that?
Yeah,
what is that? Anything with the word Legion in it don't sound
to get worked
that
out.
That sound like a evil villain.
The Legionnaire.
Legionnaire
disease.
Hey, bitch, you gotta go. You a leper. Get the fuck out of here.
Jesus, okay.
All right.
No, Legionnaire's disease is like some advanced form of pneumonia. Yeah.
Oh damn!
Violent
respiratory. I had double pneumonia.
At one point.
What the fuck is double?
Pneumonia is when both of your lungs is filled with water and you about to die.
Damn, Jesus. You was on the brink of death.
Yeah, I almost died twice.
Talking all this shit about Aquaman, nigga. You better.
Hey.
Shit.
What's the next topic?
All right, let's get out of here.
Mental health.
Oh, like
we can. Black
people don't talk about that.
We can talk about these crazy niggas.
I feel that
we have to talk about these crazy.
Final. Just a final cap off of physical health. Just go to the doctor. Get yourself checked out. If you can, go to the gym. Know your status, and that includes HIV and AIDS and STDs.
They really don't want to know that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, still.
It's still people running in the dark.
But, yeah, no. But then,
itchy scratchy.
Jesus.
It could create legal problems for you if you infect someone.
Except for the people in the state of California.
I was just about to say, California, you get away with it.
You can slang that raw D in Cali.
Not only is it cool to slang raw cock in Cali, you'll get more trouble and have to pay more money for a fucking parking ticket than it would for making somebody pause.
Well, there you go.
It's a misdemeanor.
It's a misdemeanor.
So unless you're in Cali, get yourself checked out.
How many times did this shit have to happen for the courts to just say, fuck it, this is too much misdemeanor parking ticket.
Yeah, this take
get
too
this
long.
Get this shit out of here.
This shit taking too long. We got enough Mr. Marcus's running around.
Jesus. Hey, man, shout out to Mr. Marcus.
No.
Shout out to Mr. Marcus. No. You know what? Y'all going hard on money. Look, he made an accident, but he taught more than he, you know what I mean? Marcus was technically everybody's tutor at first.
Man, look, I ain't got nothing against the man's work, but look, man, you can't just be rock. You can't just be flaming cock nunchucking for like 9 months, dog.
He fucks and he infects. He infects and he fucks, but he fucks more than he infects.
He was on some Fei Long shit.
He was building up a ridiculous body count, but aside from that, man, I mean, shoot, how else would I know to talk shit with a fit on?
How can you fuck and your hat never fall off? Like, I never seen
great,
that nigga hat fall off.
Fitted with the Tims? Come on, man. That was a classic.
I think that was like...
I can't even keep my glasses on. I'm
bolting on there or some shit?
Yeah.
Sexual health is important, too.
Sexual health is important, man. You guys...
It's tied to the mental health.
Yeah. Well, it's crazy times now. A lot of people are just... Yeah.
Thought soups.
Lost in the sauce and dishonest.
Well, yeah. Well, not even that's a whole different world now. It's just Deception. There's so much deception. Ah,
deception. Mm. What you got to say about deception?
I don't know. I don't know where to start.
I mean, it's a lot of Decepticons out here.
It is a lot of Decepticons.
Motherfuckers is transforming. Motherfuckers is transforming at a motherfucking drop of a hat. It's crazy. You have to know. You only get one motherfucking body. You get a million fucking excuses, though.
Yeah.
So you should be mindful of the people that you know what I'm saying, you're trying to get close to.
In any way,
because, I mean, you think that this person's cool and they transform into somebody else and you up out of there.
Unless you're Tranny Rich, but yeah,
shout out to Tranny Rich.
I don't want to know anything about
that. Wait. For the listeners that don't know, who is Tranny Rich?
Tranny Rich is a legend, man.
We know about Tranny Rich.
He's soccer team,
but our
man.
Followers
you
don't know about.
You can't say Tranny.
This is what he calls
That's
himself.
What he called himself.
What he...
I mean, am I wrong for not...
He was a connoisseur.
Is it one word?
Tranny Rich? It hasn't become chic yet, no.
No.
C-H-I-C, please. Rich is a dude that used to... I can't even say used to hang out at Wayne State. He's everywhere. Like everywhere you fucking go. He's become like a revenant on campus.
Yeah.
He called the modern climate, the modern socio, political, and sexual climate. He called it in 2006, 2007.
Damn.
Like verbatim.
He's ahead of his time.
He was a true virtuoso. Yeah. I don't approve of him trying to show.
I don't approve of him trying to show
pornography featuring transsexuals in a public place. We had to kick him out of the basement for that, but
we couldn't
kick him off of his free speech. So him regaling us in his Highland Park After Dark tales.
Jesus, was he on a soapbox? Did he have a box and he just stood up on it in a skirt?
No, he just it wasn't him wearing a skirt. He was just advocating and following people that wore skirts.
So he was like an advocate.
Well, he's following.
Early on, bro.
Proper word, connoisseur.
That's what's up.
True connoisseur.
Because all he wanted was White Castle hamburgers.
Yeah. You think about all the fucked up shit that is a result of the greed and the overly ambitious people, right?
So healthcare went out the window.
I just want to say, mental and physical went out the window.
No, we're getting back to mental.
We're going to get out of there.
No. You know, it's cool. You think about these people, right? You think about how much they want and how much their desires cost the world, right? Mm-hmm. My mans don't want nothing but the company of some peculiar ladies, some White Castle hamburgers,
yeah, some Transformers.
And some old Street
Fighter.
That's what
we'll say. We'll say Transformers.
That's cool. I don't got
no,
Def
Jam. Def Jam Vendetta.
It's crazy because he seems the most off, but that's one of the most mentally stable people that I know, given everything that he's going through at the moment and just over the last couple of years. Like, this is outside of his proclivities and shit. He was going through it.
But it's funny because he was looked at as crazy 12 years ago, and now the world is where he is 12 years later.
So the world caught up to his crazy.
Yeah. I don't know if it's crazy. Is he crazy or?
Nah, I don't think he's crazy.
That's not crazy.
I think he's just before his time.
Yeah.
I think you trying
to wear that watch, Macho?
I ain't trying to fuck with that.
He was Reddit before.
I'm just saying.
I was Reddit before Reddit.
Yeah, I was just about to say, yeah.
I think our perception of crazy nowadays is doesn't encapsulate what is actually crazy. To what we thought was crazy. And now that whole game dimensions and definition have changed.
Mm. There's a lot of word salad going on. There's a lot of definitions and shit that don't
10 years ago, what we
no
thought
more.
Was like, wow, this is whatever. Now it's like a bold, brave move.
Yeah. Do you think that makes it harder for people to keep a grasp on reality, the changing of things and the technical upheaval? You think that contributes to mental illness?
I gave up on reality. That segues into mental illness because since our world is constantly changing and what used to be black and white now is so many shades of gray.
Yeah.
Where do you put, what box do you put yourself into, or what box do you check off?
It's too many boxes.
You got to actually call. I think it's too many boxes.
Number one, number two, but just touched on like the basic point, like with mental health. I think a lot of people suffer from depression. And, you know, depression, I want to highlight the most. I don't want to get into too much of schizophrenia, bipolar, whatever, because that's too clinical. And I don't have a, you know, like a degree per se into discussing those. But I can say depression because I think depression has touched everyone's life.
Yeah. A
lot of the depression that I come to see and feel and hear about, number one, a lot of people – they're not living their true selves. They're not living in the truth. Mm. And that is, number one, it could be a situation where it is a negative, toxic environment. But what are you doing to get yourself out of it? Mm. Number one. Number two, it could be something as simple as being subjugated, whether through work or school, a scenario where you feel, you know, this is not for me. Are you bold enough to, you know, raise a voice and say, no, this is not what I want? Like, for instance, I know a lot of people, I know me per se, parents put that pressure on us when we started college. Like, hey, you have to do this.
Yeah. It was,
that's a shitty narrative, man.
It is.
It really is.
But imagine the depression it caused you waking up every day, going to class and making it happen. And maybe your heart was not into
shit is traumatic.
I think,
and eventually a lot of people changed out of it,
especially in the like African American culture. Like, they forced that agenda on you, but not really knowing the specifics of what that really
because
entails.
They never went through it,
right? So it's like there's a disconnect instantly because it's like, all right, I want to go to school, but I'm not really sure if school is for me yet.
It was too much emphasis placed on it because a lot of the people that I grew up with were first generation college students. Mm-hmm. And their parents set it up that way and they worked so hard for that to happen because they were like, I never went to college.
Right.
I want my kids to have that experience.
And then plus they were shaming people too, right? So like if you didn't go to college, you was just like some weak ass reject.
And if you didn't go to the right that college, you were a reject. Like with Wayne State, like everybody at Wayne State didn't need to be at Wayne State. A lot of them motherfuckers need to be at WC3 to get an associate's degree so you have something in your hands. You don't know if you're going to make it all 4 years because a lot of the motherfuckers that was there didn't make it all four years.
No, they didn't. And a lot of, just to segue, just to piggyback on what you said, the reject, not even reject, a pariah. In your family or in your community, you just became this person that, oh, he's good for nothing. Mm-hmm. And that, I think, that narrative is so toxic and so disturbing because it literally affects friends. Yeah. It has literally affected my friends. I know. I've seen.
Like, if you don't do this, then you ain't shit.
And I think it's – I personally think it's stupid because I think
– You think there's an overvalue on education?
Not overvalue. Look, the value of education cannot be substituted, but what kind of education? Listen, not everyone is meant to be a doctor, lawyer, or engineer.
Facts.
There's trade schools and vocational skills that a person can acquire and still make a decent living. A damn good decent living. And be good at it because right now, believe it or not, you know who's making good money? And this will blow your mind. I was reading an article two months ago or something. The HVAC people, heating and cooling.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, man. It's so legendary.
It's a shortage, though.
Yeah. So it is a huge shortage.
Here, you know, let's say a father was doing heating and cooling a while back, and he wants his son, oh, no, you got to be a lawyer. You put your son through high hell and water of law school, the pressures, the stress, the debt, the crushing debt, and obviously the prospect of whether or not he will get a job or be part of some elite practice.
Right.
You know, you're kind of like setting him on a path where if he chooses to either A, give up, or B, succumb to any type of mental illness, stress-induced, God forbid, suicide.
Debt.
Or other things. Addiction. Addiction is so big. Addiction is like is on the same coin of, you know, mental health, of stress.
You got to cope with it.
You got to cope with it, man. Yeah. Everyone's got their vice, their demon. So they got to cope with it. So I think that's a big thing that we overlook. And it's not just African Americans, Asian community, ever, but practically Wayne State, man, I saw it and it crushed my heart because you see people just struggling and it's sad. I think personally, you should sit down, take a skills assessment test, and whatever floats your boat. Yeah. I think
I didn't
parents,
even think about doing that.
Well, see, that's it. Our parents, like, were just, they were so high and mighty and had that prestige point and they were just so prideful that they didn't want to hear anything else but to have the letters, you know, JD in front of your name or MD or, you know, whatever.
See,
the
we don't have that. We don't have that.
We don't
get
that because like, millennials don't care that much. They just want to survive.
Yeah, they're like, I just want to make money fast.
Yeah.
And it's like, I need to get the money fast so I can get the car, so I can get the chicks, right?
Right.
So I can get the house, the apartment, all the big threes.
What the world needs to realize is baby boomers fucked up a lot of shit.
Yep.
Just say what it is. Baby boomers
you think
fucked
so?
It up. They fucked it
100,
up.
100%?
75%.
I agree with that.
I'm going to let you go into your bag, villain.
Yeah, they fucked
up. Enlighten us as to how the baby boomers screwed the fucking pooch.
They screwed the pooch.
How
they fucked
pointed
the,
us all.
Okay. This is how they fucked the world up. This is how the fucking... people that's 45 and 50 years old fuck the world up.
Jesus. Talk your shit.
They fuck the world up because they built it to where your success is valued off of numbers. Your success is valued off of what they think success is. Mm. Everybody's success isn't the same success.
Right.
You know, a kingdom has all type of people in it. It doesn't just have a fucking king and a queen. It got fucking pawns, it got bishops, it got rooks, it got knights, court gestures, it got all that fucking shit. Like, just because you think being a doctor is successful doesn't mean that's the only thing that you can be. It's a lot of fucking doctors out here that's fucking $100,000 in debt and they fucking transsexuals on Woodward.
Right.
That's what they doing instead of fucking their wife and having their life together like they need to have it. So it's not, you can't just.
I done seen them jog out there too.
Yeah, you can't just do that. You can't just
play
do
tennis
that.
Across the street.
Yeah. Jesus. So
worthless motherfuckers. Well,
they also drive cabs on a
they
less
drive cabs. Yeah,
impactful.
Fucking doctors driving cabs.
Yeah,
that's what y'all created, and you got to live with that. And and also all these motherfuckers are in power right now. You got a lot of people that's 50 plus years old that's in power that's running Congress and all that shit.
And they don't want to
take these motherfuckers out because look, you can't fucking prepare us for a future that your dumbass ain't gonna live to see any fucking way.
Exactly. Yeah. Agreed.
I would
say what, you know, just to piggyback off what you just said, a lot of it began with like the whole World War II and the 60s revolution stuff, that mindset that after war, you can just come work at the factory and then that's it, you raise a whole family and whatnot. Right. The dynamics have changed. All the jobs went overseas. We literally are...
That's another thing.
And crushing debt, the deficit's crazy high.
That's another thing. They say that we don't have jobs. We have jobs. Nobody's qualified to do them.
I was just about to say
that's the only thing.
That's like, the qualification standard is so high.
Shout out to the farmers. Shout out to the farmers in California that are literally about to lose all their land from all the rotting produce that can't be picked. And it's about to fuck up everything.
And you know why? Because they deported all the motherfuckers that would do those jobs for fucking $8 an hour out in the hot ass sun. Nobody wants to do that. But everybody wants these $100,000 jobs
nigga,
that they don't have.
I
want
to be able to go to the goddamn Whole Foods and buy my 17 varieties of apples, nigga. I don't give a fuck if RoboCop is standing over there. Okay.
Good luck.
Hey, it is what it is.
Man, but I agree with you, man. Like, it's such a disconnect. Like, you be trying to get, like, you, like, coming out of high school, you're like, all right, I'm trying to gear up into getting into something.
Yeah.
But your parents don't really know, per se. They just wish the best.
Yeah.
They're just like, oh, I just wish the best. Going to school is like the best option.
What they think they
motherfuckers set you up for the $70,000-$80,000 okie doke.
Yeah.
And they're like, why can none of these millennials buy houses? Because they don't have the jobs.
I ain't worried about the millennials buying
or
houses.
Or they just sitting on fucking
I'm worried
fucking
about them breaking down
forever.
The door to your fucking house and taking it.
Yeah.
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 So many young niggas, you old niggas can fight.
That's true. That's true. Like, not even that. It's just the whole aspect. Well, I mean, your parents. I mean, my parents went to college, but they went in a different time, different era, different country.
When college was $3,000 a year.
When college meant something.
Well, college meant something, notwithstanding. But
I wish I could see the tears rolling down my fucking cheeks as I just hear what this man said about $3,000 for. One year of college.
Man.
Wasn't it 1954?
Yeah.
You can go to Harvard for $500. Jeez. Get a 4-year degree. Harvard.
Harvard?
1954.
Just five.
$500.
Oh, shit, man. I would have cashed out.
That's why, you know what? Look, that's why a lot of these baby boomers, they don't understand because they made all this money. They had cars. They bought brand new cars.
It was given to them.
They bought brand new cars when they were 18.
It was given to them.
Because cars were fucking $2,000. That's what they understand. They don't understand the price of inflation never caught up to the job market. They don't understand the price of living never caught up.
They had the protection because they worked these jobs 30, 40 plus years. Now they're retiring.
Yeah. People straight coming to work drunk as fuck, can't even do their job, sleep for the first 3 hours. But that's just old Norman.
He'll
be all right.
He'll be all right.
Living my life, I've always been like the youngest person to have a job, right? When I come in, they be like, oh, who is this young motherfucker?
Right.
But the people I worked under, I was more qualified to do their job than they were.
Right, but they were fostered in, so it didn't matter.
They just came at a different period of time.
So they just came on the groundbreaking floor.
And it ends up me telling them what to do.
Right.
But they're getting paid like 3-4 times as much.
I went through that through DT. You'll get there and you'll see like old timers that been there that literally when the building first opened, and they'll try to tell you stories about that shit. Be like, oh, man, I remember when we used to pick the copper by ourselves.
Pick the copper with our bare hands.
And you'd be like, yeah, but you don't know how to drive a high-low.
You don't know how to do anything.
No, you don't know
how to use an app.
You know what I mean?
Because your job is digital.
Like, how are you still, like, working? Like, I used to think about that. Like, how are you still working? Like, all this stuff, the technology that has progressed. So you have to up your skills.
Nah.
But yet you still.
You just gotta last long enough to a dumb enough nigga show up to support you in your madness.
You're right.
Shout out to the thousands of American solar panel workers that are about to lose their fucking jobs as Donald Trump's tariffs and slashing and budgeting bullshit takes away y'all jobs as they reopen another motherfucking coal mine.
He bringing back the coal industry.
Increasing physical.
Clean coal.
Physical.
Clean.
Don't fuck like his that. Clean coal.
He said, shut the fuck up.
Right. DT not taking coal. That.
Our Diet Pepsi
DT
or Diet
Coca-Cola
that. Obsessed president
increasing,
about to make a clean coal mine.
Increasing mental stress, therefore affecting mental health and physical health.
You know what's really affecting mental health? Being broke.
Yeah. No, that's the biggest thing.
Man. So and a lot poverty of problems, is the biggest mental and physical disease there is.
It is. CDC.
There's a lot of broke niggas out there.
CDC Centers for Disease Control lists poverty as the number one, marker or contributor to a lot of the other problems. So that's something.
I mean, you can pay $6.25 for this salad, or you can go down to Captain JJ Icefish and buy you a motherfucking 17 fish shrimp chicken dinner for $10.
Wait a minute. What is it?
Say that again.
What is that?
Captain JJ Icefish.
No, wait, what's the name of the combo?
Oh, the fish shrimp chicken. Fuck it.
The Obama special.
Oh, you mean the one that Chantel bought from Happy?
Shout out to Teal.
That was a classic move.
Shout out to Teal, Nick.
Oh, how the combo got fish, chicken and shrimp. Man.
Don't forget.
With the crack chicken.
Don't forget that they're literally going to roll it in lemon pepper because you're telling them extra ain't a fucking enough. They just want to be spiteful. I take a measuring cup of that shit and just dump in your whole meal.
Oh, and you won't know the difference.
You won't.
And then I'd open up the bag. You know how
I'm calling
five
Captain
guys.
Jason.
Top
you know
it off with some chocolate
guys,
cake.
You know how five guys drop the fries in your bag?
Yeah.
I'm just going to do that with lemon pepper shit. Just drop it all in your
drop
fucking
it all in your
bag.
Fucking bag.
Every time you say extra, that's a whole scoop.
They're like, you just want a diabetic bag?
I used to be like that at McDonald's. I was petty, bro.
That is. That's super petty.
I filled up this one lady's whole motherfucking cheeseburger thing. Like, we wrapped the cheeseburger 6 times because it was so much ketchup.
Damn.
Because she sent it back twice. And I was like, you want extra ketchup? Bet.
You can't send food back at a fast food place.
No, you can't. You just got to be brave and bold.
Nah, I'd be too shook. I'm like you. I'm like, I'm shit. Like I already know like, they pissed that I'm, like I'm frying, asking for something.
It's like frying your barber shoes before you get that line.
See,
up.
I can't do that. It's like a code in me. I'd be scared. I'd be like, you know what?
What are
he
those?
He might fuck around.
Come out looking like Jamie Foxx.
Oh. There, which Jamie Foxx?
Jamie Foxx got a
because I don't know how his hair evolves every movie.
I heard he keep all his lineups. I heard he got a closet full of lineups.
Jesus,
just take them off the wall for the
one. Yeah, like one year he had a Blade lineup, and I was like, man, there's no way you can say this nigga. But then they was like, oh, we gonna hook him up, and then it was like,
talking about your Clippers need Sherpas.
Yeah,
blame it on the alcohol.
Yeah, you can't be out here like that.
I mean, when you Jamie Foxx, I guess you can do what you want. I guess really. he solidified.
He
I mean,
about to be Blade, ain't he? No, Spawn.
No, Spawn. I mean, he slept with enough white men, so it don't matter.
Wow. Jesus. Oh yeah. Well, hold on.
We ain't getting no Foxhole sponsorship.
No. We got 10 minutes.
No, it's
we
cool.
We gonna let Macho cook on a conspiracy tip.
I'm just saying.
We denied him so much.
I'm just saying, man. I mean,
bro, I was listening to Alex Jones on the way over here, man.
That's the way. Beta. That's the worst way to start anything.
You're such a beta for listening to that.
That's the worst way to start any conversation.
Y'all kiss my ass. That motherfucker has the finest media platform running today. Hands down. I put Alex Jones's fuck shit content against anybody, nigga. Anybody?
That's saying a lot. I ain't gonna lie. I have like an obsession in watching Alex Jones, but it's like a hate. It's like a hate watch because it's like you sit there through it and you're like, it's cringeworthy.
You're sitting there watching him spew that bullshit.
It's pure cringe.
It's pure cringe.
It's like crystalline cringe.
Crystalline.
I can't stop watching. I ain't gonna lie.
Make your gums numb. It's so pure. Just when he was talking about the fucking baby flavored soda. Oh my God.
Okay. I'm changing subject. Okay. Come on. So we going back. I'm going back to health.
Okay.
Any conspiracies surrounding health?
No, not a conspiracy. More of like a question on expertise.
Yes.
So you know this whole LeBron James thing.
Wait a minute.
Why was it a group groan?
Because it was a deep cut. It was various levels of health there.
I don't know. Ask the Cleveland Cavaliers how they feel, what their mental status is right now.
Cleveland took down that whole poster immediately.
Yeah.
And they put it on
their butthurt. They get butthurt every time.
Ungrateful bum motherfuckers. That city was never destined to have shit. He brought y'all back a fucking title. And this is the deference you gave him. The blatant disrespect for a man that never shitted on the biggest shithole in the world. So shake my head in shame.
Shit on them kinda, I guess, when he left and went to Miami.
He ain't bring him shit before that.
So
what you mean?
He just brought
up. He made it up out that motherfucker.
Yeah, he made it up. I can't.
But that's
LeBron.
His hometown. He should have stayed.
Look, if your hometown is shithole, you got to leave eventually, right?
If that's the case, why the fuck ain't Kobe play for the 76ers?
That's fair.
What about Magic?
Why ain't Michael Jordan playing for the fucking Knicks?
Right. Why Magic ain't play for the Flint Tropics?
That's what I thought, right? He's from Flint, right?
Yeah.
So LeBron James left and went to LA, right? Went to somewhere else that's a desk. It's a great place. I mean, it's a great place. It's sunny and all
that
shit.
Did y'all see Dwight Howard getting signed to the Lakers?
He got signed to the Wizards. He got signed to the Wizards.
Who got signed?
No. DeMarcus Cousins got signed.
NBA is just lit right now.
So this is what I was going to ask.
Fuck.
DeMarcus Cousins got signed.
I think it's just like a toddler just pushing buttons.
Nobody wants to compete anymore. Like they like
compete for what when he want rings, man.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. This generation, a lot of the people, they kind of getting soft.
I'm glad Allen Iverson's not playing anymore. He would have shot half of the squad.
you talking about my nigga Jules,
just cause, man.
You talking about the big homie Jules.
Shout out
to Allen Iverson's rap mixtape, baby.
That shit was hard body.
So DeMarcus is coming off an Achilles injuries, right?
Right.
Ended his whole year. Now he just went to go sign with the. With Golden State. So with the injury, this is the same injury that Kobe had, and he fucked this shit up. He was never the same. So What do you think about an Achilles injury and trying to come back from that? How difficult would that be?
How difficult that would that be?
Yeah.
Depends, man. I mean, what angle, what, how much, what's the damage percentage? I mean, there's so many factors to
consider. Just, I mean, a complete blowout of a Achilles. That's pretty much what it was.
Well, like I said, it depends. It, some people have complete blowouts. They can, but it's very rare. They recover, but then there's people that obviously that's it. It's a wrap.
Because he took a huge pay cut. Like, his market value was probably like $20 million. He signed for $5 million.
Right.
So it might be like, is he damaged goods? That's kind of what it kind of looked like.
He is.
Like,
he's damaged goods, and he's obviously looking for the last hurrah payday. He's looking to cash out. Everyone's looking to cash out.
Because he's only 28 years
old. Let's be honest. With LeBron James, he's what, 33?
Yeah.
He's only got a good 3-4 years.
He's like, I'm just good enough to finish out healthy, allegedly.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Why would I want to risk that?
Not even that. Finish out.
Get paid. Good,
get paid. Maybe get a couple of rings and solidify my legacy as the GOAT, which obviously he's been chasing since.
Now, can you call yourself the GOAT? This is where it's testy, because it's like, can you call yourself the GOAT after doing so much moving around in the franchise?
I personally would not. I would like to see.
Look, but it's a different era, though.
It is a different era, but that doesn't mean anything. Now, if we're going by the different era rules, then anything goes.
Mm.
Then anything goes. Then we can just say that who else got traded often? Charles Barkley.
Yeah, Charles Barkley. He played for three teams.
Yeah, but he didn't get a ring.
He didn't get a ring though.
But we can say he's
Shaq's favorite thing to bring up in the world.
Yeah, Shaq's number one rebuttal.
Shaq played for like 18 teams. So.
He got a ring sitting on the bench when LeBron James won his first one.
But can we consider him a GOAT?
Oh yeah,
Shaq is in the.
Yeah, I mean, I think Shaq is a whole different category than LeBron.
Is he? What's the category? Because
he can't make
levels of dominance.
I was just about to say like levels of dominance.
But Shaq only had like 3 years of level of dominance.
Those were some insane years, though.
Yeah,
it changed the league like ridiculously.
This is the Jay-Z argument. Do you want to be the hottest thing for 3 years or have 15 years of? Top five.
Depends on who you ask.
I was just about to say that. Thank you.
It's subjective.
It's like, completely subjective.
It's very subjective.
Those who are LeBron stans will say yeah. Those who are not, you're saying no.
15 years of top five is great.
It is.
I can.
That's why I don't think that he deserves a lot of the shit that he gets. But like Shaq, that Lakers Shaq before him and Kobe fell out, that shit was vicious.
It's legendary. They had you in fear.
It's only 3 years.
But Detroit Pistons won that championship against them. They did.
I mean, everybody, shout out to Chauncey.
Everybody got their faults. Everybody has their problems.
Agreed.
Yeah, I agree.
But again, it's difference of opinion, subjective, you know.
I don't put.
I just won't call him the GOAT. I'm sorry. I can't call him.
He's not my GOAT.
He's not my GOAT.
He what's his face?
Can't do it.
Yeah, he's not my GOAT.
Well, that's the thing. It's just we grew up in an era where we grew up with freaking Vince Carter, Reggie Miller, Allen Iverson, Patrick Ewing, Clyde Drexler, all these greats. And then when you get to LeBron, it's just like, okay.
LeBron's era is different.
Yeah.
It's just different.
But, okay, now these young cats, they're all up on him. That's fine. Whatever floats your boat. I think
LeBron's era has better athletes. They're not better basketball players.
The athletics definitely outweigh the performance right now.
Mm. Yeah, they're not. They don't play up to what they are.
Rules change, man. Once motherfuckers start being worth millions of dollars, we can't let this motherfucker get injured no more. Y'all got to cut that fighting shit out.
It's funny when somebody like Larry Bird to come in and work you out. Like a man with no athletic ability whatsoever.
But he's willing to fight.
But he played basketball.
That's what I'm saying.
And he won championships.
And he'll bust your ass.
And he would.
Yeah, he'll beat your ass. Beating your ass is always, you know, the thing at the end of the day.
They need to bring it back.
Can he beat your ass?
Bring it back. Bring back the beat your ass era, the attitude era, the Coke. Bring it all back.
Talking about Detroit bad boys.
That's why Jordan was so scary.
Oh, he was scared every time.
Because people are literally afraid of Jordan. And, like, he would beat your ass if it came down to it. He'd kill you if he had to.
Well, I don't know.
Jordan will kill you if he had to.
He really.
I don't know.
Washed himself around.
Bad Boys
around,
don't disagree with that.
Especially around Lambeer and Jody.
Yeah, I was just about to say Bad Boys disagree
well,
with that.
Well, you know, Detroit made him.
Agreed.
Yeah. Detroit made Jordan who
we
he
make
was.
Everybody.
I say we'll hold on to that one. That's a whole other show topic. I don't want to waste none of that shit.
Okay.
That's part two. We'll get to part two. This is part one.
I want
to
thank everybody that showed up tonight. Please like, share, and subscribe. Shout out to the Sheik, special guest, our first guest of the season.
Shout out to the Sheik.
Appreciate it.
Until next time, this has been the Mighty Meta Baron.
Macho Samson.
Voice the villain.